Idaho vaccine clinics are pivoting those with Johnson & Johnson vaccine appointments to different manufacturers. Gustavo Sagrero tells us more.
This week, the CDC and FDA announced they were investigating 6 cases of severe blood clots after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The timing with the vaccine has caused regulators to say, hey, let's take a look at this to see if this is associated with the vaccine.
This is Dr. David Pate of Idaho's Coronavirus Task Force. St. Luke's Pharmacy Director Scott Milner was with Pate on Idaho Matters. He says the health system has enough inventory to cover their current booked appointments.
We've put the J&J appropriately in hold and augmenting and encouraging the other 2 vaccines that are on the market.
St. Luke's is calling people with the Johnson & Johnson appointments, letting them know they'll get the Moderna shots instead. So what'll happen to the shelf doses? They'll be kept in the fridge until regulators say something different. Milner says that should happen before the doses they have now expire.
I think we'll get a better idea, I'm hoping, before the conclusion of this week.
Both Pate and Milner say unexpected events like this will happen as vaccines are introduced to larger and more diverse populations. Gustavo Sagredo, Boise State Public Radio News.